Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I think a lot of times, if we'd be real honest with ourselves, the church can determine the destiny of our country tonight. If the church will do what's right, America's destiny will be determined by us remembering what our country was founded on tonight. What was America founded on tonight? I've done a lot of research in history this week, and again, I'm going to read you a lot of things tonight. I normally don't do that, but I want to read you some things tonight. One said this: American's destiny will be determined by its remembrance of God. A South American president once said, South America was founded by men seeking gold, but North America was founded by men seeking God. Another man said, the Spaniards came here for gold. The French came here for gain, but the original colonists came here for God. Now, what was our country founded on? It was founded on God tonight. I believe America has reached the pinnacle of greatness unlike any nation in human history because of our founding fathers established America's laws and precepts on the principles of the Word of God, including the Ten Commandments. God has blessed this nation because in early days, America was a nation that blessed God, and America was a nation that sought to honor God. Again, our text says this in Psalms 32, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock, they knelt upon the shore and thanked God for giving them a new country. Listen to this. The worship of Jesus Christ was the center of every new settlement in this land. When the Continental Congress faced great problems and difficulties and did not know which way to turn, Benjamin Franklin called upon the members of Congress to fall to their knees and to do one simple thing, to pray. When they didn't know what to do, they took time to pray. They took time to pray. I thought about this in years past, and in very, very recent days, leaders in our county has come to me and said, hey, we're facing some difficult decisions. Will you take time to pray with us over that? And we've knelt in those offices and prayed for the hand of God to be in those situations. Can I say this to you? That's what Benjamin Franklin said that our whole country should do. That when we didn't know what to do, we took time to fall to our knees and pray. Our founding fathers of the United States of America wrote their faith in God into the Constitution, stamped the words "In God We Trust" onto the coins, and founded great educational institutes on the Word of God. Matter of fact, the first three American universities established upon this continent was Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. And whenever you study them out, the original purpose, and they was originally built to train pastors for the ministry. Why? Because they knew that if our country was going to continue in the course of God blessing it, it was going to be because it was a country that was seeking after God whom the country was founded on. The reason America has stood for more than 200 years is that God has been in her history ever since her beginning. Benjamin Franklin once again uttered these profound words. He said, God surely was no idle spectator when this great nation was born in His name and with His grace. And with His grace. I hear people say, now stay with me right here, don't fall out. I hear people say, what about the separation of church and state? You will never find that statement nor anything remotely like it in the Constitution of America. However, you will find in the First Amendment these words, Congress will make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibit the free exercise thereof. It says nothing about you and me getting involved in the government. And let me just pause right there before I read the rest of that. That's the problem today, is we're not involved in the government. You know, if I got to move on, or I'll preach 3 hours tonight, and you don't want me to do that. But I'll say this, if instead of complaining about the way our county is going, let's just bring it to a county level. Instead of complaining about that, why don't churches bind together and find godly people and put them in places of leadership to... The problem with government is this. The church is pulled away from that. We're afraid to say anything about it. Think about this. It just says, going back to our Constitution, it just says that the government cannot get involved in the business of the church. The statement, separation of church and state, was made by Thomas Jefferson. And his definition of separation of church and state is not how it is used today. Since he said it, I think he best knows what he meant when he said it. Listen to his own words. The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state. But that wall is a one-directional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that Christian principles will always stay in government. And can I give you just a modern day example of that? When a liberal governor tried to shut down churches in North Carolina, churches rallied together and went to the state capitol and done a peaceful, spoke up peacefully about it. And guess what? They didn't shut the church down. Why? Because it's not the government's place to rule the church. Think about this. Listen carefully to the words. And I'm headed somewhere, but let's think about this tonight. Listen carefully to the words of Chief Justice Earl Warren to Time Magazine in 1954. I believe no one can read the history of our country without realizing the good book and the good spirit of the Savior have from the beginning been our guiding geniuses. Think about that. It's what the Chief Justice said to Time Magazine in 1954. Whether we look to the first charter of Virginia, or the charter of New England, or to the charter of Massachusetts Bay, or to the fundamental orders of Connecticut, the same object is present. A Christian land governed by Christian principles. I believe the entire Bill of Rights came into being because of the knowledge of our forefathers had of the Bible and their beliefs in it. Freedom of belief, of expression, of assembly, of petition, the dignity of the individual, the sanctity of the home. What about that? Equal justice of the law, and the reservation of powers to the people. I like to believe we are living today in the spirit of the Christian religion. I like also to believe that as long as we do so, no great harm can come to our country. He said, when will no great harm come to our country? When we continue, excuse me, when we continue to live in the spirit of Christian religion. You know what he's saying? He's saying this. Our country was founded on God, and if we want God to continue to bless, this was just in 1954. He said, then we need to continue with what our country was founded on. Mr. Columbus said this. It was the Lord who put in my mind to sail from Spain. I could feel his hand upon me. There is no question that my inspiration to sail came from the Holy Ghost of God. Abraham Lincoln said more than 125 years ago, we have forgotten God. Listen now, we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which he has enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined that all things were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. intoxicated with an unbroken success. We have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God who made us. What about that? He said that 125 years ago. Abraham Lincoln also said, "The smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of our order and right, which heaven itself has ordained." You say, "Preacher, why are you saying these things?" What was our country founded on? What was America founded on? I'm going to tell you something. It was not founded on some liberal standing in the middle of the street today shutting down traffic. This is what America was founded on. Listen to what Noah Webster once said. "All that is necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing." It's for good men to do nothing. General Douglas MacArthur indeed spoke the truth when he said the following words: "History fails to record a single precedent in which nations subject to moral decay have not passed in, listen, have not passed in to political and economic decline. There has been either a spiritual awakening to overcome the normal lapse or a progressive deterioration leading to ultimate national disaster." Did you hear what MacArthur said? You know what he's saying? He's simply saying this: if God don't send revival, we're headed for disaster. That's what he's simply saying. To put that in our terms today, he said this: moral decay, that's where we're at, have not passed into political and economic decline. That's where we're at, church. Here's the reason why. There's either been a spiritual awakening to overcome the normal acts or a progressive deterioration leading to ultimate national disaster. Well, what are we going to do in America? We're going to have to remember what our country was founded on. What was this country founded on? Let me read you some things. 1776. In 1776, 11 of the 13 colonies required that one had to be a Christian to be eligible to run for political office. I wonder what would happen today if we said that. But I'm just telling you. You say, "Well, preacher, it's not 1776. I understand that, church. But that's what our country was founded on. That's the reason we are what we are today. It's because of what our country was founded on. In 1777, the Continental Congress voted to spend $300,000. In 1777, may I remind you, $300,000 to purchase Bibles for distribution in the nation. They spent $300,000 in 1777 to put Bibles in America. You know what we're wanting to do with Bibles today? We're wanting to kick them out of everything. We're wanting to kick them out of everything. So many times a teenager or a young person worries about carrying a Bible to school in a public school setting because they're worried about what will be said to them. But our country was founded on buying Bibles and putting them in our nation. Think about this. President John Adams stated the law given from Sinai was a civil and municipal code as well as a moral and religious code. 94% of the writings of the founding fathers of the U.S. contain quotations from the Holy Scriptures. The state constitutions of all 50 states mention God. The famous Liberty Bell has part of Leviticus 25:10 inscribed on it: "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." That's not an accident. Let me tell you what they was doing. They was saying this country is founded on God. Proverbs 14:34 is inscribed above the L.A. City Hall door: "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." An image of Moses carrying the tablets of God's law faces the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Why? Because our country, I hope I'm not boring you tonight, our country was founded on God, church. That's why. I thought about this, the entire president, the entering president, takes his oath of office with his right hand on the Holy Bible and concludes his vow this way, so help me God. The Supreme Court itself begins each of its sessions with the phrase, God save the United States and this honorable court. First Vice President and Second President John Adams wrote this in 1798. Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to a government of any other. President Thomas Jefferson in 1781 said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that His justice cannot sleep forever. Can I just say that again? In 1781, this is what he said. He said, Thomas Jefferson said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that His justice cannot sleep forever. You know what he was saying? He was simply saying this, if I can put it in our terms where I think we can understand it. God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, and if we're not careful in America, God's going to judge us. That's what he's saying. Theodore Roosevelt, America's 26th president, wrote, in this actual world, a churchless community, a community where men have abandoned and scoffed at or ignored their religious needs, is a community on a rapid downgrade. That was in 1917. Woodrow Wilson, our 28th president and governor of New Jersey, said this in 1911. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of the Holy Scripture. What's he saying? He's saying our country's founded on God. Calvin Coolidge, our 30th president, said this about our founding fathers. They were intent upon establishing a Christian commonwealth in accordance with the principles of self-government. They were an inspired body of men. It has been said that God sifted the nation that He might send choice grain into the wilderness. Who can fail to see in it the hand of destiny? Who can doubt that it had been guided by divine providence? Franklin Roosevelt prayed this prayer on national radio hookup on D-Day in 1944. That's not long ago. This is what he prayed. Did I say he prayed? It's what the president prayed on national radio. Here's what he said. He said, now think about this. Our troops were storming the beaches of Normandy at this time. Almighty God, with thy blessings we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogance. Lead us to the saving of our country. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen. You said, preacher, why are you saying all of this? Because this is what our country was founded on. What about Harry Truman, 33rd president, not known to be a committed believer, but listen to what he said. If men and nations would but live by the precepts of the ancient prophets and the teachings of the Sermon on the Mount, problems which now seem so difficult would soon disappear. Even though he was not a known believer, he even said that God was the answer to our country. Let me read you a couple more. Gerald Ford, our 38th president, quoted a 1955 speech by Dwight D. Eisenhower on December 5th, 1974, and here's what he said. Without God, there could be no American form of government, nor an American way of life. Recognition of the Supreme Being is the first, the most basic expression of Americanism. Thus, the founding fathers of America saw it, and thus, with God's help, it will continue to be. President Ronald Reagan said this, which was quite possibly one of the greatest ones in my lifetime. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be one nation gone under. George W. Bush was asked to name the philosopher that had the greatest influence on his life. This was his answer: Christ and Christ alone, because he changed my heart. You said, "Preacher, what are you saying tonight?" I'm simply saying this. Our country that we are living in tonight and that we are celebrating the freedom of was founded on one thing, and that was on God. And if we're going to see God move in America again, what is the destiny of our country? Four simple things. Here's what we're going to have to do. I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to give it to you and pray, and we'll go home. Number one, we're going to have to remember what our country was founded on. It was founded on smart people. It was founded on race. It was not founded, hear me and hear me well, it was not founded on political parties. You can say amen or old me right there. It was founded on God. That's what it was founded on. You know, somebody said this today, the modern day Democrats are not the same as an old school Democrat. Can I just say something like that? The modern day Republicans are not what the old school Republicans are either. Put every bit of that to the side. If we're going to see God continue to bless America, and let's bring it right here to the great Surrey County that we live in, we're going to have to remember what all of this was founded on, and it was founded on God. It was founded on God. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. That's what our country was founded on. We're going to have to repent to who our country was founded on. Hey, we're going to have to repent to who our country was founded on. Who's that God? Our repentance don't go to each other. It goes to God tonight. And we ought to repent because we have, it's getting a little quiet and I'm trying not to preach. We're going to have to repent because we have set silence so long. It's a bad day when we are known as the silent majority. That's a problem, church. That's a problem tonight. The problem is simply this. They ain't nobody saying nothing anymore. We're too afraid of who we're going to offend or this or that or the other. Hey, look, you know what? If you live any length of time at all, you're going to get offended, grow up, get over it, and go on. Amen. And we have set back. And, you know, so many times we want to repent about the sin of commission. In other words, those sins that we are committing. And I'm going to tell you something. There needs to be a repentance of sins of omission. The things we are not doing. The things we're not doing. And I'm going to tell you something. If the destiny of America is revival, we're going to have to remember who our country was founded on. We're going to have to repent to who our country is founded on. Number three, we're going to have to rely upon who our country is founded on. We're beginning to rely upon everything else. Now, I'm going to tell you where our reliance has to be. It has to be in Him tonight. Man will fail you. The preacher will fail you. You will fail me. But what we have to learn tonight is simply this. We've got to rely upon the Lord tonight. That's what our country was founded on. If we're going to see revival, it's not going to come through just some preacher standing up and preaching. It's not going to come through some singer standing up and singing. It's going to come through homes realizing that our country was founded on America, that our country was founded on God, that homes ought to be founded on God, and realizing that God's not the precedent in our home, and repenting to God for that, and relying upon God to help us make it that. Amen. Let me tell you how America's going to be great again. It's relying upon God. It's relying upon God. I'm telling you, man, my hope is not in a political party today. My hope is not in the president or the incoming president, whoever that may be. My hope for this county is not in our county commissioners, and I have a great relationship with every one of them. My hope and my reliance is in somebody far greater than every one of them, and it's in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Well, we remember who our country was founded on. We repent to who our country was founded on. We rely upon who our country was founded on. But can I say this? We represent who our country was founded on. We represent who our country was founded on. We represent God Almighty in everything we do, in everything we say, in every, it's getting quiet, in every action that we have. We represent Him, church. We represent Him. We must represent who our country was founded on. There was a time, I just read it to you, that a president would get on a national radio, now it would be national TV, and would pray for the troops of our country. I'll just be real honest, and I'm done. We was eating lunch Monday at the sheriff's office, and they had the news on. We was watching the news, and it showed a clip of the president. And you ought not just call him old somebody. He's still the president of our country. And we're commanded by God to pray for him. We're commanded by the Lord to do that. And they showed the president, showed President Biden. He was getting off of the helicopter, him and his family. And the troops were standing there to keep him safe. And he never even acknowledged them standing there. I'm telling you, man, that just, it upset me. That's not America tonight. That's not, we thank God for our troops. Amen. We thank God for our troops. Brother Josh's nephew that's fighting for our freedom, that's serving our country today. One of the young men that visited our church for a while is in the military. He sent me a message today. We was just talking about him on Monday. Some of us, Matthew Bagley, and he's in, just finished up his basic training. And he sent me a message with a picture of him with his uniform on. And I said, man, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for serving our country tonight. But I want to tell you something tonight. When I go out today, I just don't represent my country. I represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And everything that we do in our life, we ought to strive for God to be pleased in it. In every conversation that we have, I'm telling you what will bring revival to America. In every conversation that we have, me and one of the men in the church was talking this week, and he said, preacher, I'm mad about some things. And I said, that's nothing uncommon. And I said, matter of fact, I said, you got a right to be mad about things. And he said, well, I seen somebody, and he said, I just had to walk the other way. He said, I really wanted to say some things. He said, but I walked the other way. I said, you know what? You done right, because the Bible said this, be angry and sin not. And I said, if you had went to him and said something, you'd have opened your mouth and then ended up one day regretting the things that you did end up saying. There's nothing wrong with being angry. I'm angry with the condition of our country. I'm angry with the way our country's headed today. But in the midst of our anger, we still have to represent who our country was founded on, and that's God tonight. That's God tonight. If I could say anything, I would say this as Miss Tanya comes to the piano. I love America. I love America. I love our country. I love the American flag. I love to see the American flag. I love to fly the American flag. I love to represent the red, white, and blue. But I don't love what America has become today. There used to be a time where race didn't matter. Matter of fact, you take three kids, 2 or 3 years old, that's different races, and put them in a room together and watch them play together. We're not born that way. What happens is we create this animosity in between races. Boy, it's got real quiet. We create that. That's not what America used to be. That's not what America used to be. So, preacher, is there any hope for America tonight? Is God still on His throne? Is God? Absolutely, there's hope for America. And it starts right here with us by remembering it was founded on Him. By repenting, by relying, and by representing Him. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord.